Shus of Imori.
Rabbi Yisai.
Once again, Krishna Yashkech for asking me to join you. And Agrisi Shakir Tachem for the organizers and the participants in the Shia, number 374. This is quite amazing. Shem Shigur, up to the thousands and beyond. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Boy, we have the final three Makkos. And we find that Makkos Arba, the locusts, eventually come, how they cover the whole country. And once again, Paro calls Moshe and Aaron and says, Chotosi l'Hashem elokeichem elokhem. Words we've seen before, the Ator now, So no chatosi achapam, please forgive my hate, just this once. Bahatiru l'Hashem elokeichem. Hatiru daven. Understand this perhaps a little bit a moment. Bahatiru daven, entreat Hashem, your God, and remove from me this makkah. Vayetze mim paroi, vayetar el Hashem. And Moshe does daven. The loshen vayetar. This loshen, hatiru, which is the root, is ayin, tof, resh. We've seen already last week with the makkah of Tzfadea, the frogs. Again, Paro calls Moshe and Aaron. He says to him, "Hatiru," or to Moshe and Aaron, "Hatiru el Hashem, entreat Hashem, daven to Hashem for me, and remove the frogs." And Moshe answers back to Paro and says, "Tell me, lemosai atiruho, for what particular moment do you want me to daven now for them to be removed?" Again, atir, and he says, tomorrow, as we know. The same lashon we find a little bit later on as well in last week's Sedra, where Paro calls to Moshe and Aaron and he says, Hatiru badi, daven for me. Same lashon. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, Hatarti, I will daven for you. Now we'll have a look at this linguistic point in Rashi. Rashi on Tzfadea is a long Rashi, and towards the end of this Rashi he looks at the conjugations to understand what this word really means in this particular context. And he says, Atir, which is this pasuk here in Vayera, Hatiru Hatarti. Those people are familiar with grammar. They're all Beloshen, Beloshen Hifil, causative. Says Rashi, Veloinemar Etar Isru Osarti. Same root, different conjugation, that's called a kal. Mitnei Shekoloshen Ayin Tofresh. All these occasions when Paro asks Moshe to daven, this loshen ayin tof resh, harbois pelelhu, it's asking for a lot of tfilas. The hifil, v'chashe yoyma, very similar language we find with resh beis hei, harbu arbe herbeisi. Harbu means increase. Loshen masil. In linguistic terms, this is called a transitive verb. What do I mean by a transitive verb? This is a verb that expresses an action which is passing from subject to object. In other words, you're increasing something. You're doing something to somebody. That's a hifil, a causative, a transitive, a hifil. So he says, va'av l'kulam, to prove the point, says Rashi, that it's causative, it's causing something else to happen, not an atir. Hatiru, the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'hatatem olai divreichem, calls v'hatatem, you have increased your words against me, says Yechezkel. Clearly there, it's causing extra words. Says Rashi, hirbeisem, you've caused extra words. So So the same lashon we find here, hatiru, hatarti, atir. What is striking though, Moshe Rabbeinu says he will daven. Hatarti, I will daven a lot for you. But the posset that explains what he actually does doesn't say that. Vayetze Moshe min paro, our example, the example in Parshas Va'era, Vayetar el Hashem, and that's a Loshen Kal. Rashi immediately says, Vayetar el Hashem. What does it mean, Vayetar el Hashem? Rashi has just explained previously that it's always in this Loshen Hifl, Ayin top reish, causing extra words to be said. How come Rashi here says, Vayetar el Hashem, which is a Loshen Kal? What does it mean? Says Rashi, Vayetar el Hashem, Nis'ameitz b'tfila. He intensified his tefillah. Says Rashi, V'chein, Imbo loymar Vayatir, the Pasuk could have said, Vayatir. Hoy yoko loymar, the Pasuk could certainly have done so. And certainly this was what Paro has requested from Moshe. Hatiru, increase your tefillah. Then it would have been umashma, says Rashi, yabe bitfilo. You would have increased your tefillah, increasing your prayers. Achshav kushu oima b'loshen vayifal. Now it's a loshen kal. It does mean increasing tefillah. Mashma v'yabe lehispalel. What does it mean v'yabe lehispalel? Explains the Maral in Gur Aryeh. Nis'ameitz, he intensified the kavona yaseira with extra kavona, the intensity of the tefillah. Very striking. Paro requests marbe in tefillah, but what the pasuk tells us, presumably the limud for us, is vayetar el Hashem. He davens with its increased intensity. Of course, we find the same lashon used in Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, Rivka Yitzchok requesting a child from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem. Not increasing tefillos, maybe he was doing that too, but the crucial point here is Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem L'Elokei HaKishto. What does Rashi say? Rashi there in Parshas Toldos doesn't say Yabe b'tfila, he says Hirbo v'hiftzir b'tfila. What's hiftzir? Pei tzadi reish. Hiftzir is a lashon of urging. He was urging the Rabbeinu Shlom for his tfilas. This lashon by yiftzir you find with Lot, when the Malachim come to Lot, he wants them to stay with him. Says the pasuk v'yift. He urges them. That's a lashon vayishlach. Similarly in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov sends these matonas to Esau, he'd like him to receive this gift from him. What does the pasuk say? Vayiftzar bo. He urged him to take these matonas from him. Vayikoch, and finally Esau does take these matonas. Again, this lashon vayiftzar, the lashon again used here in Rashi on Vayetar, hear about the Hiftzir Bitfila. It's interesting. If one looks throughout Tanakh, this word doesn't occur that often, but with Yidden, you never ever find this Loshen Vayatir causing extra tefillas. It seems to be that is not for us. Maybe we can daven a lot, as much as we like. Yes. But that's not the crucial point. The crucial point is Vayetar. An example. There are only a couple. With Monoyach. In Shoftim. Vayetar Monoyach El Hashem. Not Vayatir, as Rashi said, the Pasuk could have said. Vayetar Monoyach. Intensifying, urging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the most striking example. Is here in Iyalit. The beginning of Eos, the story of Eos, He has three friends of Yeriv come, and the Gemara Bava Basra says they're Nevi'im, and they come and give him advice. One of them is called Eliphaz HaTimoni. Says Rashi, Eliphaz HaTimoni, where is he coming from? Eliphaz, as we know, he is a descendant of Esau. And he gives advice. What advice does he give? Lots of chapters saying what he is advising Eos. Then the prophet says, Tatir Elov V'yishmo Eka. Tatir, that's that Loshen Hifil. Daven, pray a lot to the Rabbeinu Shalom V'yishmo Eka, and he'll listen to you. Tatir. Extra many tefillos. Later on, in chapter Lamed Beis, it mentions there by Yishpasu Shloches Anoshim Moela, the three friends that were mentioned earlier to you, they stopped. Are you supposed? The next pasuk says someone else comes forward. Who's this? Says the pasuk near chapter Lamed Beis, Elihu Ben Barachel Abuzi mi mishpachas Rom. Says the Gemara in Bava Basra, everybody's moida that this is a yid. In fact, it could be the Lashonis here, one after the father back to Rom. A yid is now coming to give him advice too, and he expresses how should a tzaddik behave. Says chapter Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chovot, Yetar El Hashem, Daven to Hashem Vayirtzehu, and he will accept your tefillah. Striking that here the Loshen used is Vayetar, not Vayatir, but Vayetar. And of course, this principle we find mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Aleph, Sif Gimel, Sif Dalet, Toiv Ma'at Tachanunim B'Kavona, Meharbois B'Loi Kavona. It's not suggesting here people should daven less, but it's telling me where the emphasis should be. The emphasis should be the Kavona. That is the hallmark of the Yid, as we've seen throughout Tanakh. Vayeta, this amit mitzvah, having kavona, understanding what I'm saying. The question is, what about us? Trying to daven. There's a story of Shlomo Zalman, that's how Shlomo Zalman Erach. When he was 81, a Talmid Vosik came in to see him. This Talmid Vosik, an old Talmid of his, now a Rosh Hashiva, said, you need to be a Talmid Vosik to ask the following question. And he said, Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva, now that you're 81, what is your Avidosai Ruchnis? What are you working on in Ruchnis? So he needs to be a Talmid Vosik to answer that kasha from Shlomo Zalman. He caught Shlomo Zalman at a good moment, opportune, and he said back to him, I'll tell you, if a day passes where I daven all the three tefillahs with Biur Hamilim, I'm not quite sure if Shlomo Zalman's Biur Hamilim, perhaps different types, but understanding what the words mean, for me, that's a Yom Tov Gadol, a Yom Chag. True, that's a Yom Chag. If he could daven, it shows how difficult it must be. Because this is Rav Shlomo Zalman at 81, that was a Yom Chag for him to daven, thinking what all the words mean. What about us? In Shulchan Aruch, we find in Siman Kuf Aleph, talking about Kavona. Yes, we all know. We try our best. Be mechavim. We call our brothers, talking about Tefillah in particular. And we also know, if Aleph says what's crucial is obvious. Absolutely crucial. If one doesn't have Kavona, meaning, I'm thinking what the words mean, it's not a Tefillah. That's obvious. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Torah, the Yagil Odom Atzmei Lechaven Al Koponim V'Chasilas Shel Kol Bracha Bracha. The ending of each of these brachas. When one looks at the Nevala Purim, the end of Parshas Pekudei, he explains there the, if you add up the numbers of all these ends of brachas, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechinei Nadoas, that's five. Mogin Avraham is another five. Add them all up together, says the Nevala Purim, it comes to 113. You can have a look. I explain the 113, the Kavonas Halev. It's wonderful. These words are crucial. The ending of each of the brachas. But perhaps we can mention something else. The sefer called the Shalmei Tzibur. The Shalmei Tzibur is by Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Al-Gazi. He was lived about 250 years ago. He was the Av Beis Din and a Ram in Yerushalayim. He was a Rosh Hashiva, a Yeshiva of Mukubonim. And he has a sefer on Hilchos Tefillah with all Hanhogas, and he says the following. He quotes a sefer Habriyah that talks about a malach that passes to collect all the tefillahs and to take them upwards. The malach takes every tefillah hayochid, individual tefillah, hamusukenes. It's perfect. Which is in the hand of another malach. And takes it, says that with tefillah tativa, that it means tefillah chazor hashat, could be maybe with davening tefillah bativa, maybe that's much stronger than this. But whatever happens, the tefillah of the yachid is taken, rokoshra, and binds it, takes it to the ministry. The nikreis tefillah musukenes, when is a tefillah called a perfect tefillah? When there's kavona for all the brachos. But the Torah Ladas, you need to know the following, says the Sefer. Ki afilu shelo nischavein ayochid b'chol habrachos b'vat achas. Maybe an individual, we know how difficult that is, to be mechavein all the brachos. Rakim hayoy mechavein b'brocha achas, if today, the person concentrated on one particular bracha, forgetting, as we mentioned before, that obvious that we must concentrate and understand what those words mean of that first bracha. But other brachas, ukemokein lemocha, he's machavin on another bracha. Brachos mitztafos, all these brachas join up together, and it then turns out kishenimtsa shenischavin b'chol atfila, then the malach passes them on to the next malach to take them about. I will call the man Shalom is having the kulon. If a person has not been having in all of them, then the malach keeps them here until Yom Kippur. Sounds like that's the final date for that year, until Yom Kippur, and then I push into this lashon here, he doesn't take them up. So therefore concludes the Sefer, the Shalmei Tzibur. The Shoyimeh Nafshe Yosim Elibo, therefore someone who's looking after his nefesh, take this to heart. The Yilbash Charoda, bit of awe, choreid with Hashem when he davens to the Rabbeinu Shleil. But this idea of joining up all the tefillahs. Based on this, there are those individuals, again, ignoring tefillah of others, and trying their best to be mechavim throughout. Let's say that certainly is a chavchila and the soif of all the brothers. But they try and put a particular emphasis, this amit b'tfilah, on one bracha a day. And some people, as we know, the Shmona Esra in fact 19 brachas, they take out the first, there's 18 left, 6 working days of the week, ignoring Shabbos. 6 times 3 gives you 18. Over a 3-week period, And of course the last one will be Shalom Shalomov on the last Friday, spilling of course into Shabbos too, that over a 3 week period one can actually be mechavim of the whole of Rishma and Esra. Some people have this minute. And so that over a 3 week period they concluded the whole tefillah, and as we explained before, that tefillah then becomes the tefillah musukenes. I was a bit concerned about mentioning this publicly. More I need to mention this. So I sent a son Rishud in Bnei Brak to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman to ask him, mentioning this publicly, can I mention this idea publicly? Rav Aaron Leib said back, Adarabha, not you can, you should mention this publicly. And if you want, he said, you can add my name that I'm suggesting it. So we have now a grisha stempel on this idea. If it helps us with our psilis. So again, what have we seen? The difference between Mahabijas in Tfilis or Mahabijas in Kavona. All leading towards the Ibdu is Hashem B'Yiro, Chorei Dizva Hashem, in awe as one davens. But as we know, there are two sides to Tfilis. There's Ibdu is Hashem B'Yiro, there's also Ibdu is Hashem B'Simcha. With Tfilis, Simcha. Why particularly Simcha? We know the pasuk "Mi goy gogol b'chol koreinu elov," the hopes that the Rebbe Shem will listen to our tefillahs, and that itself should give us tremendous Simcha. Going back to the Sedra, a little bit later on in the Sedra Pasha, sorry. By Yisrael on this potato, and the Klal Yisrael leaving the tribe, they take their dough, and the pasuk says, "Misharosam tsururos besimloisam al shichnam." Misharosam, their leftovers, tsururos bound in their clothes al shichnam, on their shoulders. What's this misharosam? Says Rashi. Shiore matzah umorah. These were the leftovers of matzah umorah that they had in Israel. Says Rashi al shichmon on their own shoulders. Afal pi shebahemis harbe olichu imoyim. They took out with them many animals. As you know, how much they took out? Mechavavim hoyu et hamitzvah. In fact, at the end of the parasha, it talks about the animals. That's why Petach Hamor, because Rashi mentions again how these animals helped them to take out the Kesef and the Zohar. So they had animals. Besides all the animals in Mitzrayim, they were laden with gold, silver, wonderful items that they took out from Mitzrayim, but they themselves took this. Why did they take this on their own shoulders? Says Rashi, Shohoyim Machabadim Es HaMitzvahs. They were Machabadim Mitzvahs. They longed, they had this particular longing and loving for mitzvahs. Says the Sfakenet, I have to mention the Sfakenet, today is the Yortzeit, 102nd Yortzeit of the Sfakenet. From this pasuk, we see how they were machabe for mitzvahs. Says the Sfakenet, this is the source for our all future dairies. They planted this feeling of simcha, which they did, this mitzvah of matzah mora, and carrying on their shoulders, they have beloved it was to them. This gave us the simcha that we can always experience in our mitzvahs. And he goes on to say, in the Tof Reish Mem Beis, that the ikar simcha that they felt was the felt that they came now b'chlal avdei Hashem, they were considered now Avdei Hashem of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and these mitzvahs. This was the Ikar Simcha that they had. So as we said before, the idea of tefillah, the idea of concentration in tefillah, we can daven b'mada b'tefillah as well as in Kavanah too. But maybe if this is captured together with the Simcha, as we see from this week's seven Rachavines HaMitzvahs, maybe that we will be zeicher that our tefillah practice should be niskabel. The Rebbeinu Shem should be mahape. Also, this lashon eser, ayin tof reish. Rishim Shmuel Hirsch says that ayin tof reish, the ayin, the gashlon, and it's linked with ches tof reish, choiter, imba machteres. Machteres means that you're plowing through, boring a hole, trying to fight through. But these are how the tefillah should be. If we talk about lashon vayeter al Hashem, trying to cause and force these tefillahs. Of course, ka'oni when the Pesach. Hopefully, if we daven with this, some ideas we take from this, the Rebbeinu Shem Tzachat should answer all our tefillahs. And ultimately, we should hear the basura, the great basura, with B'Yisrael Tzedek in Hera B'Yomein.